2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 7:30. It is 34 degrees.
Got some slowing on I-15 going into Utah County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour. It is a big weekend for college football here in Utah with a game that has big implications taking place today. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is live with what's ahead, Nick.
Amanda, Utah is gearing up for a rematch against Oregon this evening, but it's in the Pac-12 championship game in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. Ute fans are a little nervous since it's historically a little tough to beat a team twice. That game is set to start at 6 p.m. Meanwhile, Utah State is on its way out to Carson, California to play for the Mountain West Conference title against San Diego State. The Aggies take on the Aztecs tomorrow at 1 p.m. in the Dignity Health Sports Park that's formerly the StubHub Center. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Alec Baldwin is breaking his silence on the deadly shooting on the Santa Fe set of his film Rust that injured director Joel Souza and killed cinematographer Halyan Hutchins.
When you say what is the actor's responsibility, is to do what the prop armorer tells him to do.
Baldwin spoke with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, saying he does not believe he is responsible for Hutchins' death. Overnight, Congress avoided a potentially disastrous government shutdown just one day before funding was set to run out.
Nearly every single senator wanted to keep the government funded, primarily because a government shutdown right now in this moment would have some pretty dire consequences. We're talking about national parks that would be closed. TSA workers could be furloughed ahead of the busy holiday travel season, and even the CDC would experience furloughs.
ABC's congressional correspondent Rachel Scott reporting. Scientists are scrambling to discover the potential dangers of the recently discovered Omicron variant as more reported cases continue to pop up nationwide. President of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Dr. Richard Besser, explains why Omicron is turning so many heads while other variants like Lambda and Mu went under the radar.
The concern was, if this variant is so different from the variants that have been around before, maybe our vaccines won't be as effective.
Right.
Maybe the monoclonal antibodies that are a therapy for this won't be as effective. And until we answer that question, we should be really careful.
Besser says so far there's been good news in that all the reported cases here have been mild. He says if this variant remains mild, it could replace the Delta variant, which has been landing a lot of people in the hospital. For the first time, we're hearing from the superintendent of the school system in Michigan where this week's high school shooting took place.
In a 13-minute video, superintendent of Oxford Community Schools, Tim Thorne, said it would be weeks before Oxford High School reopens.
This high school is a wreck right now. Maybe the best way to describe it is it's like a war zone.
He praised students and staff for following their training. He also confirmed the 15-year-old alleged gunman visited the school's office before the shooting.
Yes, this student did have contact with our front office. And yes, his parents were on campus November 30th.
An investigation continues. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Dramatic testimony inside a New York courtroom Thursday in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, the former associate of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, his former house manager revealing what he says he saw inside the Epstein estate. ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi has more.
Juan Alessi testified that numerous young women came to the mansion, including
two females who appeared to be underage. He identified one of the girls as the woman identified in court as Jane, who testified this week. Alessi says he picked Jane up on multiple occasions at Maxwell's request, driving her to Epstein's home and plane. Jane claims she was abused at both locations.
Powder Mountain Ski Resort installs a new snow data collection station for water management. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda is live in the news center with details. Jacob?
Amanda, Snowtel is the new water tracking system at Powder Mountain, which tracks the local water supplies. The Ogden Standard Examiner says the new tracking system provides more accurate hydrological forecast by gathering snowpack and climate information. The Examiner also says that most Snowtel sites are in remote places that are hard to reach. Utah Snow Survey Supervisor Jordan Clayton says the number one thing the new site does is increase the ability to forecast how much water will be available from the snowpack. Other sites using the new Snowtel systems are near the Duchesne and Provo watersheds, Parley's Canyon near Summit Park, Santaquin, Salina, and Moab. Live in the news center, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
Hey, so weather with Grant Wayman. When will we get some more snow in the mountains?
Yeah, I know it's crazy here. We're going to be so warm again today, tomorrow. But I would say winter is on its way as the jet stream makes a turn and Monday and Tuesday. But now it looks like another storm slides in Thursday and delivers more snow as the air gets colder.
Grant says we'll enjoy highs in the 50s today and tomorrow before dropping into the 40s next week.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.